the American rhetoric, the American request, the new American request to the Arab countries, naturalization of Palestinians, normalization of ties with Israel, the demolition in the Palestinian territories, the threats to transform Palestine into a Jewish state, and the threats to the Palestinians in the 1948 territories. These are all very, very important issues, and Lebanon is part of this region, and Lebanon, I think, is one of the countries which is affected most of all in this region, affected most of all by these events, by these developments. Even if we put our heads in the sand, Lebanon, first and foremost, is affected by these events. So based upon this scenario which I just explained, we want a government of true partnership, and we did not propose any previous ideas to put pressure. We went to dialogue, and we are open to many different choices and alternatives. And I don't want to speak any more about this, because we have to be silent now about the deliberations on the formation of a cabinet. Many, many scenarios are being raised. But what is most important of all is to reach the stage which enables us to have a real partnership. Partnership means cooperation, not partnership which means obstruction, or partnership which means disruption. A partnership which means cooperation. And I, of course, made a proposal to the Prime Minister designate, and I'll speak to you about this proposal. I told all of those who are worried, you are the majority in the Parliament, March 14. A cabinet of real partnership can be formed in spite of the fact that the previous government, according to the President and according to the Prime Minister himself, the previous government made many decisions, took many decisions, and made many achievements which it could, and was not a government of disruption. The government was not a government of obstruction, but it was waiting for the future government to be formed. It was so the previous government, which means the current caretaker government, was the government of awaiting, a government which was trying to settle scores between different factions, because there were parliamentary elections coming up. Now parliamentary elections have been held. We don't have parliamentary elections. Now, let's test each other. Let's show a real partnership. Let's show a spirit of collaboration. Let's show a spirit of national responsibility. Let's show a spirit of partnership, a spirit of confronting the dangers and the challenges, the outside and inside challenges. As one block, one national block, we can do this. When the Prime Minister wants to resign, the government will be dismissed. The Parliament has the key. The Parliament can do what it wants. We don't have a Doha agreement now, so we must show good intentions. And good intentions must be shown from both sides. It's not about someone who wants to win and other one who wants to lose, defeating the other side. What we want now is to help this country, a country which has recovered from divisions. These divisions still exist. We lived through these divisions, but now we are facing very, very big challenges, and what we need is to cooperate amongst one another to confront the dangers and the challenges, and to drag our country away from divisions. We have the chance to do this, but this needs courage, courage in decision-making, courage in decision-making. So, from our perspective, I assure you, we are open, we are positive, and I advise everyone not to pressure Saad Hariri in putting together a government in a hurry. Such a process needs time. So let the Prime Minister designate take his time. Hasty behavior is not necessary, is something unnecessary. Some people might want to put pressure for their own unique reasons. But today the country is comfortable. People have begun to speak to each other, have begun to meet with each other. People have begun to visit each other. And this atmosphere must spread, this environment must spread more. And we do support every meeting between any member of the opposition and any member in the March 14 camp or the majority. And we believe this serves Lebanon's national interests. This benefits Lebanon, this benefits the country and the people. Today, the majority of the people want stability in the country.